2024 International Chinese Speaking Conference. Week 1. Day 3 and Day 4. Outline. Capital C. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, "Fight the good fight of the faith." Number 1. To fight for the faith means to fight for God's New Testament economy. Number 2. In particular, it is to fight for Christ as the embodiment of God and for the church as the body of Christ. Number 3. To fight the good fight of the faith is to fight for the contents of the complete gospel according to God's New Testament economy. Number 4. Because of different teachings, the church had already become degraded and had deviated from the faith. Paul charged Timothy to fight against this deviation from the faith, which is to fight the good fight of the faith. Capital D. In 1 Timothy 6:12b, Paul goes on to say, "Lay hold on the eternal life, to which you were called." Number 1. The eternal life is actually the processed and consummated triune God being life to us. Number 2. The eternal life in 1 Timothy 6:12b is the divine life, the uncreated life of God, which is eternal. Number 3. Eternal denotes the nature more than the time element of the divine life. Number 4. To fight the good fight of the faith in the Christian life, we need to lay hold on this divine life and not trust in our human life. Number 5. We fight the good fight of the faith not only objectively but also subjectively by laying hold on the eternal life. Number 6. The subtlety of the enemy in bringing deviation from the faith is to keep the believers from the eternal life. Number 7. We, the genuine believers, must lay hold on the eternal life. Without the eternal life, we are nothing. Number 8. We need to lay hold on the eternal life, then we will be able to fight the good fight. Number 9. In 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus, eternal life is stressed again and again. Number 10. To carry out God's economy concerning the church, as seen in 1 Timothy, to confront the downward trend of the church's decline, as seen in 2 Timothy, and to maintain good order in the church, as seen in Titus, this life is a prerequisite. This is the end of today's outline.